South Sligo Smart Community are absolutely delighted to welcome the Grow Remote body to come to Tubbocurry and to host their conference. Tubbocurry, I suppose, like most rural communities across Ireland, have been impacted by the challenges of online shopping, by, rural depopulation, town centres are dying, etc. So, we're delighted to have the opportunity to bring the Grow Remote conference to Tubbocurry. I suppose from our perspective, the group that are involved in Smart Community South Sligo, we are trying to, I suppose, put some impetus into Tubbocurry, to energise Tubbocurry, to help it grow and prosper. And we feel that the concept of remote working is something that will help us to do that. So the conference is happening tomorrow. It very much appeals to three different audiences. That person who is maybe craving the opportunity to move back west for a better work-life balance. It appeals to the communities like ourselves in Tubbocurry who are looking to bring a bit of prosperity and impetus into their town. And it appeals to the large employers as well who potentially are looking at the concept of remote working as a way of maybe engaging their workforce and giving them that opportunity to work remotely.
And you've got a number of high-profile speakers lined up to speak at tomorrow's event as well.
We have got some really significant speakers from international brands across the world. We have a lady called Angela Piper of Scraping Hub. We have Paul Savage from a company called Nearform. We have Laurel Farmer, who works with distributed operators like Nearform and Scraping Hub. We have a very interesting guy called Lorcan Roach Kelly. He's an editor for Bloomberg and he works remotely off his farm in County Clare. We have a speaker from Buffer, a guy called Marcus Wermuth. We have a remote worker, a lady called Rachel Craig, who has worked remotely in County Donegal, and we've John Reardon, who is the director of Shopify, a company that is currently hiring remotely in the west of Ireland. In addition to that, we have support from Sligo County Council, Kieran Hayes, and we have support from the Western Development Commission. We also have support from FPD, Fintan Kennedy and FPD, and the local Bank of Ireland as well. So we've got huge support both from the private sector and from the public sector, and I'm really looking forward to the event.